Imagine becoming king at the age of 7. That's what Joash experienced. And after the death of Ahaziah, the wicked Athaliah executed the entire royal family, and she reigned for several years. But Joash, Ahaziah's son, Athaliah's grandson, was hidden by his aunt and kept in hiding for 7 years before he was crowned as king, and Athaliah was slain. Joash got off to a great start as the sovereign in Israel, raising a substantial amount of money to carry out a renovation project in the temple. But somehow Joash lost his way, or perhaps it's better said that he never really found his way. Admirable deeds aren't evidence that a person is fully committed to God. A prophet named Zechariah rose up and rebuked King Joash for his idolatrous practices. 2 Chronicles 24 verse 21 says, "They conspired against him and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of the Lord." That's quite a fall. The Bible tells us Joash's own servants conspired against him and killed him. He was buried in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. He lived dishonorably and was dishonored in death. You don't want to be a Joash. Good deeds, assisting the church, leading a building project, but not converted. A worshiper of idols. It's a sad tale. The life of Joash was spared when he was an infant. God had great plans for the boy king. Yet in spite of his blessed start in life, in spite of the hand of God being definitely on him, Joash pushed God aside in favor of idols. You could do that. Anyone could. But of course, it need not happen. It's always good to search your heart and honestly assess whether God is really your God. Admirable deeds with no true commitment to God is a complete waste. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.